Welcome to the Daily International OU Tehillim and Physic phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call in Yom Chamishi, the 16th day of the month of Av. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today Daily email. You may have seen in today's email that the OU Today daily email will become a weekly email, I believe going out on Sundays. However, there will be a separate email for Tehillim, more information forthcoming. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, we are grateful and always appreciate your support. Please visit ou.org/call, ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Ari Zatzke, rabbi at Congregation B'nai Yeshurun in Teaneck, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Zatzke slowly reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130, which will be followed by the Mishnah Berach, L'Cholim, and Acheinu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Zatz to learn more about his wonderful community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Zatz.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Naftali, for your dedication to this wonderful project and for giving me the opportunity to share some words of chizuk and some words of Torah with this wide audience. Our midrashim, our teachings in their sages, find creative ways to sometimes transmit us timeless lessons. But there are sometimes that they're so creative that we look at them, and it seems that we're left with a medrash pliya, a wondrous teaching, a teaching that on the surface seems to connect things that can't or shouldn't be connected or juxtaposed. And sometimes it's those midrashim, it's those teachings, that when they're penetrated and understood, the depth and beauty of those midrashim can be more fully appreciated. And I think in our parsha this week, Parshas Ekev, we have such a medrash, and it comes with a beautiful lesson. The medrash says four words, Ein ve'ata ela tshuva. The word ve'ata with an ayin, meaning and now, means tshuva, means repentance. How do we know that, says the medrash? Because the pasuk in our parsha says, the verse says, Ve'ata Yisrael, and now Jewish people, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shalom Eimach, what is God asking from you? Kiyim, Liyira, Li'ava, asking us to love him and to fear him and to cleave to him and follow in all of his ways. That the pasuk relates to tshuva, to repentance, is understandable. It has the instructions for a genuine relationship with God. All the key components are there. Love and fear and following his ways. But ve'ata, the opening word of and now, it seems superfluous. The pasuk would have been just as understandable without it, and certainly relates to tshuva without it. So how is the medrash proving its point? And what is the medrash's point? Once a beautiful insight from the Chafetz Chaim. In 1888, the Chafetz Chaim published a sefer not as well known as some of his other ones called Ahavas Chesed, loving kindness. And he says that the main strategy that the Yetzer Hara, that the evil inclination uses to try and trip up the Jewish people, is not to try to get them to sin directly. The Yetzer Hara knows, the evil inclination knows, it's hard to get Jews to go against the word of God. But the strategy that the Yetzer Hara uses, it says, tells the person, Hayom einecha panai lamod v'lasok b'mitzvos. Today you're busy. You don't have time to learn. You don't have time to mitzvah. You'll have a chance to do it. The Yetzer Hara, you'll do the mitzvah. But you'll do it tomorrow. You'll do it tomorrow. That's the strategy that the Yetzer Hara uses. And the Chafetz Chaim learns it from this medrash. The medrash says, Ein ve'ata ela tshuva. The key, if you want to establish a relationship with Hashem and you want to repent and you want to improve yourself, is to do it now. Because the strategy that the Yetzer Hara will use against us, is procrastination. It's easy at the moment when we're inspired and we feel like, you know what, today's the day I can do something. And maybe tomorrow, yesterday wasn't the best of days, but today I wake up and I have a new opportunity. God gave me a beautiful day. I'm going to go out. I'm going to help somebody. I'm going to pray, whatever it is. But sometimes we try to get tripped up and say, you know what, I haven't done it so much so far. So maybe we can wait until tomorrow. That the Chavetz Chaim says is what Chazal are teaching us. Chazal are telling us, don't procrastinate. Make sure to take advantage of each and every day. Every day that God gives us is an opportunity. And whatever opportunities come our way, we should take full advantage of them. And it doesn't matter what we've done in the past. We have to chart our path for the future. And the key to success is to not procrastinate. Take advantage of the moment. And that, I think, is the beautiful lesson that in this cryptic way, when we penetrate this teaching, is what Chazal is teaching us. Ein ra'ata ela tshuva. The key to repentance, the key to going, getting closer to Hashem, is never to procrastinate. To take advantage of each and every moment, each and every opportunity. So many opportunities come our way, and when we're looking for them, then usually God finds a way to send them to us. And hopefully we'll each find our opportunities, we'll find those moments that come and take advantage of them immediately, ve'ata, and now. And in that way we'll maximize and grow our relationships with Hashem. We'll begin the recitation of the Tehillim with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. L'menatzeach mizmor le'David. Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagev chashem, Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, u'mitzion yisodeka. Yizkar kol minchosecha, ve'olasecha yidashen esela. Yitein lecha chilvavecha, v'chol atzasecha yimalei. Nimran enav Yeshua secha, uveshem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol nishalosecha. Atzo yodati, ki yoshi Adonai mishicho, yaneo mishemei kodcho, bigvuros yesha yimino. Elev arechev, v'elev asusim, v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Heimo karu v'nofolu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodor. Adonai Yoshiyo, amelech ya'aninu, v'yom koreinu. Perek Chaf Zayin, chapter 27. L'dovid Adonai Oriv Yishi, Mimi Ira, Adonai Ma'oz Chayai, Mimi Evchad. Bikrov Alay Mirayim, Nacholeth Bissori, Sarai V'oy V'ayli, Hema Koshlu V'nofalu. Im Tachane Alay Machane, Lo Yira Libi, Im Tokum Alay Milchama, Bezos Ani Votayach. Achas She'alti Me'yes Adonai, Oso Avakesh, Shifti Deveis Adonai, Kol Yimei Chayai, Vachazos Benom Adonai, Ulvaker V'heicholo. Kitz B'neini B'suko, B'yom Ra, Yastireini B'feis Zerohalo, B'tzur Yerom Emeini. V'yato Yorum Roshi, Alovai Sevivosai, V'ezbecho V'oholo Zivchei Siruwa, Oshiro V'azamro V'adonai. Shema Adonai Koli Yekro, V'choneini V'aneini, V'cho Amar Libi, V'akshu Fonai, Espanecho Adonai Avakesh, Al Taser Ponecha Mimeni, Al Tat Biaf Avdecho, Ezrosi Hoyisa, Al Ticheni Valtazveni, Elohei Yishi, Kiovivi Miazavuni, Vadonoi Yasveni, Horeni Adonai Darkecho, Unechini Borach Mishor, the man Shori Roy, Al Titneni Benefesh Tzoroi, Kikomu Viede Sheker Vifeach Chomos, Lulei emanti, niros betu Adonai be'aretz chayim. Kavei el Adonai chazak v'yameit zibecho, v'kavei el Adonai. And Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shira ma'alos mima amakim, kirosicho Adonai. Adonai shema v'koli, תיינו אזנך כשובוס וכל תחנונוי, אם אבונוס תשמור יו, אדונוי מי יעמוד, Ki mecha selicha leman tivarei. Ki visi Adonai ki visa nafshi. Vili dvaro hocholti. Nafshi Adonai mishomerim laboker. Shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai. Ki Adonai hachesed v'habei imo fedus. V'hu yivtet Yisrael. Mikol Avonosov. Mishaberach Abosinu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Moshe Aaron David Shlomo. Hu Yivarech V'yirapei Yisacholim. Bavur Shanachnu Mitzpalelim Bavuram. Bizkaze HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lahachalimam Lerapusam Lachazikam Lachayosam Yishlach Lohem Meiro Rufuah Shleimah Min HaShemayim Lechol Evriyem Lechol Gideihem Besil Shach Lele Yisrael Rufuah HaNefesh Urufuah HaGuf Hashtob HaGolo Bizman Koriv Vinomar Amein Acheinu Kol Beis Yisrael HaNesunim Matzoro Bashivyo עומדים בין ביום ובין ביבשו, המקום ירחם עליהם, יוציא מצורו לרווחו, ומאפלו ליאורו משיבוד הגאולו, השתוב הגאולו בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Zatz, as we segue into the next part of our call. How are you, your family, and community doing?
We are, thank God, we are doing well. We're in a bit of an exciting time. The senior rabbi of B'nai Yeshurun for over a quarter of a century, Rabbi Krasinski, made Aliyah about 2 weeks ago, and I've now stepped into the position of an interim rabbi as the realities of the pandemic create a situation where the search was incomplete. So it's an exciting opportunity that we have in front of us now.
Wow, unbelievable, very exciting. And a transition for you as well in this new role, and to be with much hatzlacha.
Oh,
so, Teaneck is everyone knows about Teaneck, and obviously B'nai Yeshurun, I believe, is the largest shul in Teaneck, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
But for our listeners, and we really have unbelievably we have people from all over the world, Germany, France, Israel, Canada, and I think almost all of the states in America on the call on a daily basis. So for those who might not be familiar with Teaneck and might not be as familiar with B'nai Yeshurun, would it be possible though to give us a brief overview of the shul and the community?
Well, certainly try. The Teaneck is a thriving, growing modern Orthodox community with many, many shuls, many restaurants, which is obviously important for many people, and a beautiful array of yeshiva day schools and high schools as well. Our shul has about 550 families with, again, in normal times, minyanim throughout the day, 6-7 minyanim v'shachres, multiple minchas, ma'ariv, a base medrash, which is constantly open with people learning and shiurim taking place. It's a real hub of activity in terms of learning and, you know, Torah and mitzvos and getting close to Hashem.
Unbelievable. Your shul hosts the retirement call, is that correct?
We participate. No, I think that's at the Teaneck Jewish Center is where it's...
at the Jewish Center. Okay. So you have participants from your shul.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So, Rabbi Zatz, the world has changed dramatically as a result of the pandemic, and change is and will really be everywhere. What communal changes do you anticipate for yours and really the broader Jewish community?
Right, that's a challenging question, and I told people before I wish I had a crystal ball and can look ahead and see what's going to be. And you know, maybe part of what we were mourning on Tisha B'Av is not having that crystal ball, not having the Navi, the prophet, that can guide us as it would be if we had the Beis HaMikdash, if we had the temple. My hope is that people will look at things from a fresh perspective, not going to forget about what we've been through, but to use it to have a new appreciation for our shuls, for each other, for what it means to look at people who are in solitude, people who are alone, have a new sensitivity to them, and hopefully to look at everything from a fresh perspective. Sometimes we get into a rhythm of how we've been doing things, even in shul, for many, many years. And sometimes it's a healthy perspective to say, why don't we take a step back? Let's look at things and see what are the best ways that we can continue to grow when it's a different time. And then hopefully we can use the lessons and use the realities of the world in a way that will help us all continue to grow and hopefully never have to experience anything like this again.
Please, God, I truly hope so. So different communities are at different points with their openings. Where is Teaneck at the moment? Where is B'nai Yeshurun? Are you back in the building? Are Minyanim happening regularly? And if I can add, what are the, and I think everyone is in this boat, I've been on countless calls with rabbinic and lay leadership and really shuls around the country, trying to figure out what the best model for Rosh Hashanah is going to be. And there is, like you alluded to just moments ago, there is no crystal ball, and what works in Teaneck might not work in Boca Raton or in Omaha, Nebraska. Every community is going to approach it in different ways. But what are the thoughts in terms of B'nai Yeshurun and thinking of how to plan for Rosh Hashanah?
Okay, so we are, again, some of the shuls in Teaneck are in slightly different places. We're, you know, fundamentally aligned, but at slightly different places along the road to reopening. We have been both indoors and outdoors for quite a while. Right now, we're minyan on Shabbos morning. I guess about 70, we have three minyanim indoors, the largest, which has 75 people. If we could get more into the room, actually, but government regulations of cap it at 100, so we don't want to push the limit too far. But people are definitely feeling more and more comfortable. I found people extremely cooperative, following all of the protocols in terms of distancing, in terms of wearing their masks properly. And really, it's become, it brings it back to life a little bit. And we have a tent outside for those who are still not comfortable coming back in, and multiple minyanim in people's backyards that are still functioning. Yamim Noraim is a big challenge. We hope to do, I guess it's a preview since we're all friends, is hopefully to roll out very, very, very soon the registration form. It looks like we are going to have 17 minyanim for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which would include three indoors in the building, two outside in the parking lots, and then multiple large minyanim, hopefully in open-air tents, spread out in backyards throughout the community.
Wow.
So,
what about for that
ahead,
Sunday? Without a question. It's a lot of coordination and organizing. Is there thoughts in terms of those who might not be able to come to shul for this year, Rosh Hashanah over Shabbos Sunday, but for Sunday in terms of those who are not able to make it to hear Tekiah Shofar? Yeah.
Right. So we're working. I'm hoping to collaborate with a few of my colleagues at the shuls that, you know, that geographically we're covering the same type of area, and hopefully arrange a time every few blocks, you know, meaning a set time where every, you know, five or six blocks we can have somebody, a place where people can gather with their masks outdoors, socially distant, and hear the kolos at some point in the afternoon. And then maybe have one larger one in the shul parking lot later in the day for anybody who missed it wants to come. And then the people who are stuck indoors, homebound, as in the old times, we'll certainly, you know, make sure that they are taken care of as well. So the challenge of reconstituting the shuls and at the same time providing it for every individual's needs seems to be the call of the day.
Right. Absolutely. Well, listen, we want to thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a brief picture of what the really Teaneck is, a truly wonderful community, and as B'nai Yeshurun, and we want to wish you much hatzlacha in your new role, in your position, the interim rabbi, Rabbi Brzezinski's retirement in Aliyah. As they are with all of Klal Yisrael and of the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. And we hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need will be answered with tova. And may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, for Words of Inspiration, the Rabbi Binyamin Friedman of Congregation Ariel in Dunwoody, Georgia. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.